Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And, you know, one of the great concerns we've all had over the past couple of years concerning the COVID gene therapies is, well, just what impact do they have on, for example, fertility, on the reproductive system, which is a very sensible and reasonable concern to have. I mean, you know, it depends, obviously, what age you're at, but if you're a young person, this is incredibly relevant. So I thought there was this exchange I wanted to play you a short clip of. It only lasts for about a minute and a half or so. But I think you'll find it very rewarding if you just listen to what is being spoken about here, because it's very, very, very concerning. The person that you're going to hear from is Jancy Lindsay, PhD, Director of Toxicology and Molecular Biology. And well, listen to what she has to say.
These genetic vaccines, this type of platform has never been adequately studied. It was not adequately studied. There is no way that we can say at this point that they are safe nor effective. The real thing that we have to worry about right now is what are we potentially putting into the next generation? Since the 2000s, we've remarked on how we need to be careful that if we use gene therapies, that they are not passed on to subsequent generations. It is brought up again and again and again. There are excellent articles on it, one by Dr. Nancy King, one by Dr. Susan Epstein of the FDA, the Recombinant DNA Advisory Board. They both cautioned that if gene therapies got to the testes, which many do, that they could be passed on to next generations as inadvertent gene transfer. They both said, we have to study this. We must study this. It was never studied. The truth is that Dr. Corrado Spadafora brought forth that if you just incubate sperm with DNA, which can be reverse transcribed by transcriptases present, that you can pass that on extra chromosomally without even having to integrate it. That means two ways to pass these on and potentially cause harm. This has not been looked into, and it must be looked into. It is absolutely irresponsible to continue any of these shots in our reproductive age kids or younger. Anybody that could possibly pass these on without investigating this, and I am demanding now that this be investigated.
So there you have it, my friends, a very passionate speech, I'm sure you will agree, from someone who clearly knows what she's talking about, and something that I think concerns all of us, because, you know, if you've got kids like I have who are having young families, then you want to be sure that if they have been foolish enough to take the jabs, that there are not going to be consequences both for them and for potentially any children that they have. It's clear from what the lady just said that we just simply don't know. I'm not saying that there are consequences, but I'm not saying that they're not. And the point is that the experts in the field are voicing concerns, very, very valid concerns. You heard her say, you know, when the gene therapies reach into the testes, then what impact is that going to have on things like fertility, on the reproductive process? We don't know. We just don't know. But hey, don't worry about it. They're 100% safe, 100% effective. Remember, we were told that. And you remember when we were told that, by the way, at the very beginning, this was all sold to us as, don't worry, this is for the elderly, only the elderly. Well, let's face it, if you're in your 70s and 80s, the chances, you know, your reproductive health is not a big concern, right? But if you're in your teens, or your 20s, your 30s even, it's a very big concern. And so there's a whole generation of people globally that have been exposed to these therapies, and they do not know what that the impact on them is going to be. And I don't suppose anybody does, because it hasn't been studied. Well, don't you think that should have been studied carefully before administering this treatment to those people? Don't you think that would have been a sensible thing to have done, to have sort of stood back and said, whoa, what we're going to do now is we're going to just do some tests. It might take a couple of years. but better safe than sorry. No, it seems that the, nowadays the solution is better sorry than safe. But that's not much use. And it's certainly no consolation to young people who may find their reproductive health to be compromised. And then, of course, you know, even if they're able to have kids, which I know some can have, then what and what's happening in terms of the transmission of the genes? We don't know these things, do you know? So I just think that the thing that strikes me when you listen to these situations, these people talking, it's obvious that there's vast gaps in our knowledge. And until those gaps in knowledge are filled and we have confidence and we can turn around and say, yeah, well, actually, don't worry about it because we know exactly what happens and therefore it's okay to take these things. But on the absence of that, what should be done is these things should be instantly banned. But unfortunately, that's not the case. Thank you for listening and thanks for your continued support.